Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Are you somebody who really doesn't love to work out, or you don't see the results that you know you should be getting from what you are doing, and you'd like to change up your core routine just a little bit? Well, we're talking about some scientific, evidence-based core training techniques that are tried and true, debunking some of the myths about abdominal exercises that you've heard over the years. My guest is Dr. Michelle Olson. She's a professor of exercise physiology in the Department of Education and Exercise Science at Auburn University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Olson. Let's talk about core exercises debunked. Start with some myths. People have been doing sit-ups for 100 years. They've been doing all of these things. So break it up a little bit for us.
Yes, one of my favorite topics. The word core has been so overused that it means everything and it means nothing all at the same time. A lot of us, when we think of the core, we just imagine the abdominal muscles. And the abdominal muscles are part of the core, but the core is much more extensive than the abdominal muscles. The core includes your back muscles, the muscles that support your shoulders, the muscles that support your hips, like your glutes, your inner thighs, your outer thighs, your quads. So the core is actually a multitude of muscles that play a role in working to stabilize your hips and spine, primarily to help you to stand straight, to not, if you're going to trip off of a curb, to maybe realign yourself so you don't twist your back and throw it out of place. I think one big myth is that the core is just simply your abdominal muscles, and that's not true. It's just not that simple. The second thing about the core and training the core is the fact that, absolutely, you mentioned it, crunches. We don't have to crunch to train our core. If you're doing something like a push-up, you are having to use your abdominal muscles, your hip muscles, your spine muscles. Even though it may not seem like it, all of those muscles are working really hard to keep you straight and keep your spine and back straight in doing a push-up. So if we think about that, you're not crunching at all. So push-up positions, doing planking, on laying on your side and lifting your hips
well,
up.
Well, speak about planking for a minute, Dr. Olson, because, people are seeing this everywhere. I do it myself with my clients. I like to put them with their forearms on the ball. And even once they get a little graduated, they can roll it a little bit forward to get that longer lever and really crank on some of those core muscles. It's a very difficult exercise and one you can absolutely feel working. But planking can be done sideways. It can be done on the ball or on the floor or in modified. Speak about planks a little.
Oh, exactly. You just really hit the nail on the head. The wonderful thing about planking is that you're using your abdominals, so check off on the abs, but you're also using all of the other primary muscles in the core, pretty much most of them. And so when you plank on your forearms on the ground, and then, as you said, if you graduate up that to a small ball, what's happening are all of these muscles are firing cooperatively, so you're not isolating just your abs and forgetting about the fact that your back muscles have to actually learn how to cooperate with your abs to do normal activities in our daily life. You can turn sideways. You just lay sideways on a mat, prop your elbow up underneath your shoulder, so you'd be on one elbow on your side versus two if you're facing the floor, lifting your hips up and down. And then you can flip it also on your back, bend your knees, push your feet into the floor, and do reverse planks, or sometimes we call that bridging, to help work the glutes that are also part of your core. And like you said, if you're in a plank, you can really feel it working. It works more than just one muscle or more than one abdominal muscle. It's very challenging. And your spine has never done any disc crushing crunches.
And that's
are
true.
Really on the way out.
They are, and disc crushing. I love that you say it like that. Now, what about things like, you know, we've talked about planking, and we talked in a previous segment about the Pilates 100, and, you know, people see Bird Dog, and I've had clients tell me it's way too easy, and that it doesn't feel like it's doing even anything at all, and then they say, I don't want to do that anymore, it doesn't feel like it's doing anything. And, you know, so all of these kinds of exercises, some of them, even pelvic lifts or bridges, feel too easy for people, but yet they're doing a lot more than they realize, don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's kind of another myth, that you have to feel like you're about to go into muscle spasms or you have terrible stomach cramps or something for, you know, for your muscles to be developing or doing anything. You know, really, your core muscles, the deeper muscles that are closest to your spine, they work more as endurance muscles, helping you to stand straight, adjusting your posture, and they respond and will develop much more effectively if the intensity is lower and the repetitions are higher.
So wow, that's really saying something, because people don't think that, and they say, oh, if I want washboard abs, and but you're saying that they will develop better if the intensity is lower and the repetitions are higher, these deep core muscles that you're discussing.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, I would challenge maybe somebody who's, you know, one of the big six-pack crunchers, you know, working on thinking they're melting their fat away off their abs and are going to get a six-pack. I would challenge somebody like that to doing a 90-second plank on their forearms, and you'd be surprised how many crunchers who are getting, you know, muscle spasms or their abs are cramping on them cannot hold a 90-second plank. And the spine researchers are suggesting now that probably the most important thing that your abs can do in supporting your spine is keep you in a straight plank-like position, whether you're standing or on the floor. So that's a real fun one I love to do in the gym. We're all going to work our abs. We're going to get into a plank. We're going to do it for 90 seconds. And you'll see some of the crunchers go down because they've really not learned how to get the deep abs working well with the spine. And that's really what it's all about, whether it's for aesthetics or for good spine and core and health promotion, you know, in your trunk and spine area.
So break up another myth about core exercises for us.
I think another one is that in order for you to be working your core effectively, you have to be, you know, standing on a balance disc or standing on one leg, that you have to do something that makes you just about tip over. That is certainly a way to maybe modify exercises, like you were saying, putting the plank on a plank on the ball, or plank on your forearms with your forearms on a balance disc. But you can also just exercise your core outright by doing good things like standing lunges, standing body weight squats, because again, your abs have to keep your back straight, your spine, and then you get your hip joint involved also. And all those hip muscles are very important in how they work to support the spine and protect the knees. So, you know, you just working on good body weight exercises, you don't necessarily have to stand on an exercise ball and do a squat.
Well, and that's the whole thing, is that people don't realize that even standing lunges, back lunges, sitting on the ball, planking on the ball, doing your pelvic bridges, all of these things may seem easy, and yet your body has to stabilize you while you do them. You are working your core, and we've debunked a bunch of them, and as Dr. Olson said, crunches are kind of on their way out, and planking in all different positions is definitely on your way in. And this is the scientific-based, evidence-based research on core strength and core muscles. It's really about the entire body as one whole thing instead of just a couple of different abdominal muscles. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Let's all plank and stay well.